Intrepid Houston. You're 1 minute from LOS. And just a reminder, don't do a verb 47 on the backside, or you'll be integrating for a long time.
Understand, Houston, the LMP, of course, is back in, and we're going to press with everything that doesn't need misspin.
Roger. So long, Clipper. Intrepid Houston looking for you at 105.45.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal with both vehicles. As Apollo 12 spacecraft went over the hill, midway through the 11th revolution, the crew had gained some time on the flight plan timeline. They lowered the landing gear about an hour ahead of time, verified the drogue and probe were in place, and went on the LEM environmental control system almost an hour early. Some other numbers that are being generated now for the night's activity. These numbers are likely to change somewhat. On docking, 108.24.42. Descent orbit insertion, 109.23.38. Power descent initiation, 110 hours, 20 minutes, 35 seconds. The power descent initiation will be the final phase from 8 nautical miles altitude and some 260 nautical miles uprange from landing site 7. The so-called high gate of 7,000 feet will come at about 8 minutes 30 seconds after ignition of the PDI maneuver, and low gate at about 100 feet, some 10 minutes 54 seconds. With touchdown at ground elapsed time of 10 hours, 31 minutes, 58 seconds. Coordinates that have been fed into the LEM guidance computer for the surveyor site. As soon as the commentator locates his notes, 2.9903 south latitude, 23.4031 west longitude. We have some 43 minutes 30 seconds remaining until acquisition of signal on the 12th revolution as Yankee Clipper and Intrepid come around the front side again. And at 105 hours, 2 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.